Welcome to the Heads and Volleys podcast with me, Lee Dunn.
So, it's official. Summer is over. I think I've just declared that myself. But generally, after Labor Day, summer's over. Now, you see, it's crazy season. The college players are done running bleep tests and hills. And youth soccer players are done with their summer tournaments. There's a tournament here in Sacramento called the Sunstroke Classic, which is everything that you need to know about soccer in California. But now we're done playing four games in 2 days or five games in two or 3 days. That's kind of done, so-so. And here we go, heading into kind of season. We've got craziness going on with the MLS. We call the appeal of whoever's at Messi's game versus Messi being at the game and actually playing and doing wonderful things on the field. It's more about the guest list. And if you've seen the latest LAFC announcement, then you'll have seen who all was at that game, which kind of detracts from what Messi and the MLS should be about. And it's kind of the point of today's episode. So really looking at reflection. If you are part of a US soccer class, if you've taken any US soccer licenses recently, you'll know that everything is shifted now to about reflection. It's no longer a driving test where you have to do A, B, and C to pass. Now it's about reflection. And are you growing as an individual coach within the structure of the class? So I'll start by asking, how much coaching did you do this summer? And if you took the summer off, that's fine. I don't think it's good or a bad thing either way. I'm just now beginning to consider, how much training are you doing? How are you pushing yourself? So to go to the idea of reflection, think about the summer that I had. I coached individuals in one-on-one and small groups. I coached small groups within the summer camp setting where we did 2 to 3 hours every day for 5 days. And then I also worked with teams who were training together in summer camps, getting ready for tournaments or even just trying to stay together, especially with older players, trying to keep them together and keeping them involved is integral, we found. So I've done lots of different elements of coaching this summer. And in reflection, what did I do that I can say has challenged me as a coach or has challenged the way that I do things or is some things that I like or maybe didn't like? So I spent a lot of time working a little bit more technically. I'm not really a technical coach. I don't really like doing technical training. I tend to, and I say I don't like technical training before you shoot me, I don't like dribbling through cones. I don't like kind of working on a first touch. I don't like working on a pass. For me, it's all done within the game. It's all done as experiential learning, as reality-based learning. So I spent a lot more time trying to refine these skills with players in isolated as well as in game situations. And I did that more as a challenge to myself and a challenge to the players to then expose them. You know, they're used to coming to me working in different kind of game situations. Even if I'm doing one-on-one with players, there's a lot of repetition of game movements. So I wanted to incorporate some of the isolated skill work in there as a trial to change things up a little bit, but then also just to see how I liked it, see if I could find a way to embrace it, because I often see things online or I see conversations and I dismiss the person who is sharing the value of doing something isolated. And whilst I do a lot of individual coaching and I do a lot of things isolated, I don't isolate the skill in itself or the technique. The skill would actually be using it in more of a kind of game situation. So the technique of a turn, the technique of a pass, the technique of a first touch, I don't isolate those things. And I tried to do a little bit of that summer. So when I reflect on that, I think, you know what, it was pretty fun because in breaking down the fundamentals again, which is something that I haven't done for a long time since I really ran kind of grassroots level soccer camps, since we started breaking down some of the mechanics and the body shapes and the fakes and the movements that you can utilize to expand upon a quality first touch or to create a better angle to receive the ball and things like that, then suddenly now I find that helping me just a little bit more when I'm working in the team environment now this season with my teams, or I'm trying to help a player understand some element of positional play and how they can play better in it or how they can take a better touch versus saying, okay, take a better touch. I'm going to give them just a little bit more information. Now, this may sound kind of elementary. You know, you look at my resume of coaching and my experience of coaching, it's there, if you like. The biggest thing for me, though, is, and this is why we're talking about reflection, is what have you done this summer that's that's challenged you and encouraged you. And this is really something that I've taken away. There, we go back and forth all the time. And I had Mark Savitas on this podcast a little while ago, where can you teach technical and tactical, and can you isolate skills? And the answer is yes, of course, you can do it all. But the value really was to be able to introduce some of these things to the players, to then have them work through the training session with me, and then to send them home, which is my favorite thing, to send them home with an element of homework or a task or a challenge, to go home and work on it, to go home and have some fun playing with what we were just doing, whether that is to work on that first touch or work on that quick turn or whatever it is. But I think about how my summer went, and I'm a huge proponent of getting one-on-one time with players, even in the group environment. And one of the biggest things I learned this summer was how to just challenge them on their level just a little bit more and to pay a little bit of attention. And I think maybe because it's hot on the field, or we're out there for an hour and it's just a one-on-one or a one-on-two, three, four, five players, and you can just be a little bit more methodical about the training environment. And there's no kind of, there's nothing that we are challenging ourselves to be ready for. You know, we're not getting ready for a tournament at the weekend. We're not getting ready for a league game. We're not going into these kind of win at all costs environment. So in the small group and in the one-on-one training, it was very nice to be able to just be methodical about what we're doing. And so my challenge to you is, how was your summer in terms of coaching? And were you able to have not necessarily an aha moment like that, but something that you can take away and say, that is going to impact my players later on. That is something that's had a profound difference in the way that I will approach this season going forward. So just this week, I was interviewed on KCBS in San Francisco. It's on my social media channels. And there were two questions, and it's part of a greater kind of in-depth look at youth sports in the San Francisco area, the San Francisco Bay Area, but then also youth sports as a general kind of business. But the first question was, having read my blogs, having kind of had exposure to the things that I am encouraging and teaching, the first question was, what is reality-based learning? And I'm really excited by that question. And I don't know that I gave the best answer, because I'm just very much like, it's reality-based learning. It's kind of what the label says what it is. It's about giving kids the exposure to the reality of the game that they are going to face. And that has become ever more relevant for me now, given that I am coaching 6, 7, 8 year olds. They are under 8s, under 9s. They're born in 2016, born in 2015. They're eager. They love to chase the ball. They're all aggressive. They're all boys. And I think about the value of reality-based learning for these kids. They need to understand the game. Unfortunately, we are in an industry, in a world where we are built around playing tournaments. We are built around playing games, league games. Coming up over the next 6 weeks, I think we have at least one game every weekend. We have State Cup in the fall here for the younger babies. So I'll have 2 games most weekends for both teams. That's 4 games that I'm coaching. Again, reflection and opportunity and experience is wonderful for me. However, these players now will just roll from one game to the next. And if I reflect on what the summer was really awesome, because the reality-based learning could be layered in. There was no rush. We had all week. We had all summer, you know, 10, 12 weeks, whatever the length of the summer was, where we could just layer in this experience and this understanding and make it all about the reality that the player faces. However, we then jump into the season. And now suddenly it's getting ready for the game on Saturday. It's having trained last night. It's training the night before. It's getting in additional scrimmage time or game time with other teams or amongst my two teams, just to give them as much reality as possible. But now I back that up, and this is where I think I missed in the interview, that the reality that I offer to the players, even as an educator when I run the grassroots licenses for US soccer, is reality-based learning. Of course, we think about games, we think about the rules of the game, we think about opponent and competition challenge within the training environment. Yes. But the additional layer of reality that I love to have is, what is that player doing outside of the game? And I've talked about this a lot, but the reality of that player going home and watching soccer, the reality of them having watched the Women's World Cup or the international break that's going on right now, or the Premier League that just kicked off, which is not ideal. Now it's gone behind a paywall, just like the MLS has. So I don't know how much access people will have to the games in reality, but still finding shorts on YouTube, still finding reels on Instagram or on TikTok with highlights that players can still see. And it's probably more appealing to them anyway, versus a 90-minute game. But what is their reality? Is soccer, and this is a big thing for us to understand, is soccer just a hobby? And that they like it. And now I, as a coach, can manage my expectations and my pressures and my kind of teachings on the players and the encouragement and almost sometimes the forcing on homework and pushing players to be the best. Or is it now simply to be able to say, okay, you guys are just here for a good time. You want to learn to love it. And I can already tell you that one of my teams is very much about being the next set of professionals. They're driven by each other, they're aggressive. The other group is very much just having a good time. They're learning, they are here for an element of social. They are also just learning to enjoy the ball at their feet. So I have two very different environments back to back, which I always call coaches who coach boys and girls or different ages magicians. But now I'm also a magician in myself anyway, because I'm coaching one group who's just having a good time and then the other group that wants to come in and be pushed and be the best that they can be. So again, I think about my summer experience. Did I work with players who mom and dad maybe just got them on the field and had a coach work with them in hopes that they would become superstars, versus other kids that were driven and want to be the best and want to push themselves? Then I definitely did work with both. And maybe inadvertently, I set myself up perfectly for the coming season, knowing the teams that I've now ended up with. But to go full circle to US soccer and to education pathways, it's about reflection. Every time I leave a training session, I'm reflecting. But importantly now, kind of take a pause before seasons really get going here and projects with work had kind of taken a step backwards. Now I can sit here and think, how was my summer? Did I maximize that? And then in terms of pre-flexion with the season coming, what am I going to do about this season? How am I going to challenge myself? How am I going to push myself? How am I going to be the best coach that I can be for the needs of my players? And I think if I reflect on the summer, I think that I put myself in a very, very good position. And I hope that you have too. And all I ask of you to do now is to share this podcast with somebody. I want you to tell them all about it. And then also hit me on social, hit me on Twitter, X. And just let me know, how was your summer? What did you do this summer? What did you do that has challenged you, has stretched you, has pushed you, has benefited the environment that's coming up? At Lee Dunn Soccer.